The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is about 9 minutes past 10 o'clock. Our guest in the studio is Pam Semp. She's with the Harbor Beach Chamber of Commerce. They've got a little bit of activity going on this weekend. You got a whole lot of activity going on in the city of Harbor Beach, and we're going to be talking about what's coming up. Thanks for being with us.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you. It's a privilege.
Now, you've got a Harvest Festival. You've got your chili cook-off coming. You've got our WLEW car giveaway. You've got a dedication to the park grant funds that you got for development in the waterfront. You've got the Judge Lincoln dedication. Am I missing anything, or is there even more going on?
I think you've got it kind of wrapped up. It's definitely enough to fill a beautiful fall day, that's for sure. It's the place to be this weekend.
A lot of things like the dedication happen on Saturday, but is it a whole weekend of activities?
It's basically just Saturday. We
that's
start about 10 o'clock in the morning with the scrumptious desserts coming into the visitor center for the dessert pie contest, and wraps up about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon when we find out who won the chili cook-off.
Now, are these local people bringing in the pastries and the chili, or is this something that's open?
It's open to anyone. It's been, in years past, it's been generally local people, but you need to have your pies into the visitor center in downtown Harbor Beach by around 10 o'clock to get it set up, and then the judges will sample them. Winners will be determined, and then the pies are sliced and sold to visitors during the day after 11 o'clock.
I don't know. I think if I were the judge, I'd be there. I think I got to have some more just to make sure I made up my mind. And I don't think there'd be a whole lot left by the time you get to the end of it.
We've had enough entries at times that the judges then do not feel like going and having 24 varieties of chili.
Oh, do they do both, the pies and the chili?
The judges can. They judge first, and then they can go out and buy a button like all the other 500 or 600 that we're going to have Saturday to go around and sample and vote on your favorite.
Now, the pies and that, do the judges just base it on taste? Is it appearance? Is it a kind of a half beauty pageant, half substance type of thing?
They have a nice little set of criteria set up. After we've been doing this, the pie contest, I think, has actually been involved for the entire length of the chili cook-off, which is 15 years. And
because they always say with like food, you know, presentation is a big part of whether you enjoy it, because, you know, if it doesn't look appetizing, it can taste great, but if you have to eat it with your eyes closed, it isn't very good.
No, I got to judge one time, and they have appearance and texture and presentation and overall taste, so it's a fun event too.
You have, what, like a 3-judge panel or for the pies?
We've had as many as 5. Sometimes it depends on who's in charge of the event, how many they ask. We've even had a couple show up at the last minute and pay to be a part of the judges panel.
So no shortage of volunteers to taste test pies.
That's
huh?
right.
And about how many do you get normally? I mean,
we've had from just a half a dozen. We've had one year, I think we had 18. So there's always room. Bring them on in.
Is there any criteria? They have to be crusted over the top. They have to, you know, you can't do non-bake pies, that type of thing. Anything you come up with that tastes good and is in a pie form fits.
Absolutely.
Wow, you're really generous there. And after the pies, then it's the chili. Now, is the chili all in one place, or do you have to go to certain areas to get it?
The chili cook-off in Harbor Beach started, and I think I said 16 years ago, and the merchants, the Chamber of Commerce and the merchants were trying to figure out a way to get people to stroll the streets of town. Fall is gorgeous in Harbor Beach. We stay a little bit warmer because of the warm waters, and it's just a great time to be over on the eastern side of the thumb. And so we thought, okay, let's have an event, and we decided on a chili cook-off, and it has evolved over the years where we will have the merchants offer their favorite chili, and in many cases it involves the recipe too, and you go and you sample a small amount at each place. You have a ballot, you decide which is your favorite, you turn your ballot in, and then a winner of the merchants is announced, and also one of the ballots is drawn for a prize for our visitors, our guest judges.
So it's purely a popularity contest to the people going around, so to speak. If you don't like them real hot, you know, your vote's just as much as the people who like the chili that melts your contacts in your eyes.
Exactly. All kinds. And some that people don't think is chili. You know, chili doesn't necessarily have to be a tomato base. Sometimes you have chicken chili. We've had tuna chili. There's a lot of different things that people make chili with.
And do you have to have some sort of governance that at least this bit has to be in there to call it chili, like chili powder and part of the whatever you want to call chili?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Wow. You are just so generous with letting people fly.
Exactly.
And do you get a lot of them every year as far as samplings? Do you get a good half dozen or a dozen to go around town?
Usually we're around the 2 dozen mark. I think one year we had 30. And it kind of...
You're full by the time you test 30. I don't care if you just get a little spoonful.
And we do this year, especially with the added people that we're expecting because of the car giveaway, the WLAW car giveaway, which is a real popular event every fall, and the dedication down at the waterfront. We're expecting extra people, and we have encouraged the merchants to make 11 gallons, which I think would... It's a little bit of a time and an expense, but, you know, they really get behind this event, and it's really a popular, it's one of the most popular things that we do in Harbor Beach. And it'll be a couple of roasters full, and we've encouraged them to use the small cup with only an ounce or two in it. Don't fill the cup halfway, because you just can't taste that many chilies if you eat too much at the first six.
Well, and, you know, you just don't want them full so they can't taste them all. You
That's
know?
Right.
If you're the first on the list, they're going to, not get down to number 30.
That's right.
Well, do you have, a certificate or a trophy you give the winner? They have it for a year, maybe, and then next year it goes on to the next winner, so it's kind of like bragging rights in town?
That's exactly what we do, and I'm proud to say that I'm a member of the United Methodist Church in Harbor Beach, and we won last year. And so the traveling trophy, which happens to be a can of beans that's decorated, has been at the Methodist Church for 2011 and up until now, and we will be bringing it out and hoping to defend our title this year. So yes, there's a traveling trophy.
Do you have to name your chili? Was your church one like the Fires of Hades chili or something?
I know that it was a special venison chili done by Sandy and Arlen Coughlin, but I don't remember if they had a special name for it.
Sometimes the name just gets you enticed if you come up with something creative, you know, it's kind of like,
Exactly.
Does it really taste as hot as they're claiming? No problem with somebody going overboard with the jalapenos and the you know, insanity chilies.
We have one merchant that likes his extra hot. He happens to own the drugstore and offers a lot of Maalox and Tums right next to the display.
So he's got it worked out.
Scott Rail and Harbor Drug usually fill the hottest of the bunch every season.
There are people who look for that.
Yes.
I mean, people just want their chilies to be something that, you know you've had chili and you're going to feel it in your taste buds burning for a good 3-4 hours or more. But, yeah. And, is there any if a person is just a person themselves, can they enter, or does it need to be a business? Because you start getting into it when you're serving to the public, you got to worry about, you know, anything happening that, you know, is they're not preparing it to health standards and stuff. I mean, you end up with this type of thing. Do you basically kind of keep it to businesses in the town, or do you open it up?
No, we do open it up to individuals, and there have been years where we had several that used the lobby of the library. We had maybe even 4 or 5 individuals there that like to make chili, that have a favorite.
As long as you keep it hot, it's not going to be a real problem.
And when we promote this on behalf of the chamber, there is a sheet that gets passed out to the merchants and that would also go to anybody that wanted to enter the contest that talks about proper temperatures, preparation, and also dispensing on Saturday. So we do try to do everything safe. And
well, you don't want to spoil anybody's weekend, you know. You want to make it something they want to come back to the next time.
And, exactly.
You know, that's one good way to do it. And how long does it usually take you to get through all the chilies? Is it a couple of hours running around town? You know, you want, because you just don't, here, give me the chili and you leave. You got to talk about it. You got, because they want to share. Does it make it more of an afternoon type of thing?
That's right. Well, it's an 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock event. It's 4 hours.
So you have 4 hours.
And we will have people lining up for their first ticket taster buttons. They go to the visitor center and they pay $2 for a chili taster's button. If you happen to have the 2012 Harbor Beach button, you can get your button for just $1. But you get your button, they give you a ballot and a spoon and a pencil, and you start out. And if you want to get through it in an hour, you can. If you'd like to stroll and enjoy the sidewalk vendors and the different music that's going to be available and chat and visit with friends and family, there's plenty of time to do that. You can turn your ballot back in at 3 o'clock.
And that gives you folks time to tally them up and find out who's the big winner, probably by 4.
Exactly.
And then you can make your announcement. You can display who's going to get the trophy, the can of beans that you decorated up for another year, and they can probably display it wherever they wish and have to bring it back the next year.
And one ballot is drawn from all those that complete the tasting. And if you find that you don't want to do 24, you only want to do 18 or 16, that's fine. But please fill in your ballot with your name and your address and your telephone number and your favorite and turn it back into the visitor center so that you can be entered in the drawing. And we give away a really wonderful chili basket, gift basket, so that for your next chili party or your next chili event, you have all the fixings and even sometimes the pots and pans to do it with. So it's a great price.
Yeah, sounds like it. Now, you were talking, there's music and there's also vendors out there, so there's just a lot more than going from stop to stop.
A lot going on. There's several different music opportunities on the street. We also have a fine art and craft show that will be going on the north half of the Murphy Lawn. There are some sidewalk vendors. Some of the businesses are going to offer specials. And we understand that many times if you're sampling chili, you're not going to be doing some real hardcore shopping because your mind is on your chili and what's going on outside. But there will
Bottled
be some
water
events.
Might be a biggie.
Bottled water is usually offered at a couple of different locations.
And that, also, you need to cool that down.
I was talking to one of our merchants, and Joanne at the Flower Boutique happens to have my old-fashioned candy counter that I had at the corner store for quite a few years. And, you know, it's not a bad idea to go in and get a little bit of sweet to cleanse the palate. So you might want to check out the specials at the candy counter at the Flower Boutique, too.
It's like wine tasting with the oyster crackers. You just clear the palate and fresh to start with the next one.
And some of our entries do offer that option. We've seen cornbread with it. We've seen coffee. We've seen a lot of different things to try and let you get your mouth cleaned and start all over again.
And do people have to give you the recipes to their chili, or do they still keep the their propriety, their own?
It really depends from entry to entry. Some people want to share them. Other people don't want to share them at all, and that's totally, totally up to them. But we've been pretty, we've been pretty generous, I think, in the most part. If somebody wants a recipe, many times they can get it.
It sounds like, something you could almost turn into like a little mini book you can sell past winners of the chili cook-off and stuff, you might be able to make a little fundraiser out of something like that too.
I think that's a good idea.
Because some people just don't know where to start to make a championship chili, and some people are willing to share, no problem there.
That's a great idea. I think we need to put that on the agenda for next year.
Wow, I get credit.
Yes, for sure.
But beyond the chili, you've got the other events going on, and you've also got a dedication going on and a groundbreaking. And is this all at the same time? Can you kind of take a pause in the chili tasting and head over to the park and be part of these activities?
Absolutely. You can go ahead and get your button anytime during that 10:30 to 2:30 about time frame.
Is that just at the visitor
center? At the visitor center, yes.
Which is located, for people who may not
be familiar. Located the southern part of M25 in the business district. It's located right between the Murphy Museum and the Murphy Law Office. And you can get your button and have that, you know, ready to go and taste a few chilies. And then you could amble on down to the beach area, where at noon we're going to be having the dedication for the waterfront development plan and also for the James H. Lincoln Memorial Park. And we're really excited about it. Judge Lincoln was just a wonderful part of our community for a lot of years, and we are just honored to be able to have this opportunity to dedicate this great space to him and his legacy.
And you've also got a grant for development of the, it's like to extend the bike paths into the park area. It's just kind of completing it all the way up to North Park. Is this is a big deal for the town, isn't it?
This is a big deal for the town. It's a $400,000 chunk of change that we got from the DNR. And
where is this located? Is this the park off Trescott Street near the dock that goes out, or is this a new section on the other side of it, or what is it going to be?
We, back in 2003, began to work on a purchase of 6.85 acres that's located north of Trescott Street. North of, if you know where the Trescott Street Pier is, it would be the area north of that, and goes all the way up to the creek, or to the edge of the Sensient property. This was Sensient property that we had rented from them for special events prior to that, but they sold this parcel.
It was undeveloped.
It was maintained by Sensient, and we had used it for summer festival years back and a few events, but it was not the city's. We acquired this piece of property and began planning what would need to happen there, what we'd like to see. And the residents have always embraced the bike path, the bike and pedestrian path that now starts up at the north end of town in adjacent, right across the street, really, from the park. And they love that access that links our museums and our parks, the north end of town to the south end of town.
They utilize the railroad tracks that weren't used anymore. That property, part which of that. gives you a nice,
yes,
proper width, and it's already, out of. You don't have to go around to property owners and
right.
try and get it out of.
So the first phase went from the north end down to just north of the community house, about where the clock was. The second phase then went down from the clock area down behind the community house, down along Water Street, and stopped or goes down behind the Harbor Beach Visitor Center and then up on the side of the Visitor Center. So at that time, it would link you back up to the southern point of the downtown, and you could go up next to the Visitor Center and down the sidewalk. Now, this third phase that is in this part of the development plan will take it down along the north side of the retention basin, along the beach to the west of the sandy area, to the turnaround at the end of Trescott Street, back up towards Water Street, and make a loop back to the retention basin. So it's kind of going to be a loop that will circle that whole 6.85 acres.
And it gives people further access further into town.
Exactly.
And down to that main beach where all the activity goes on during the Maritime Festival as well. So
it is used every day. Walkers, joggers, bikes, rollerblades, running with the dog, winter, spring, summer, fall is used every day. The parks along it, the gardens along it, are maintained by the Harbor Beach Bloomers Club, and they're always gorgeous every season. And it's a really, really nice thing for the residents and the visitors. It also allows you some nice views of the waterfront, which we never can get enough of that. You like to have access to that. And so it really ties all aspects of the community together well.
These types of projects, though, they require the community. You talked about the people who help with the flowers and stuff. If it's not maintained, if it isn't something pleasant that visitors and city residents want to use, there's really not much point in having it, and it'll just fall by the wayside. But if the community gets involved in it, if they support it and help preserve it, then you've really got something.
Well, we've had several planning sessions, town hall meetings, even I think there was a survey that was done. And within the Parks and Rec Department, the bike and pedestrian path, new restrooms at the Bathing Beach Park, and also the playground equipment there was in the top of the mentioned items every single time. And those will all be encompassed in this plan. So we're really excited to have new playground equipment after all these years and a much needed restroom facility with showers that will also include a concession stand. So I think it's going to really answer a lot of the requests from our residents. I think they're really our governing body in Harbor Beach is really listening to what the people want and what they really, you know, desire to have for our community.
And it must be just, you know, like manna from heaven to find, you know, property available that's, you know, right where you want it, on the lake, because they aren't making any more of it.
That's right. We are privileged. I mean, we are a community that understands how wonderful it is to have a harbor, a protected harbor, the size that we have, and the access. That pier is phenomenal. The marina up north of town gives us access for the boaters, and it's really a great place to live, work, and play.
Do you have further plans for the park as it goes on, or are you just trying to leave it as a lot of green space for the city in the downtown area?
Right now, I think what we really need, you know, the actual swimming beach was not that large, and I think that going forward, we will need more space for that. And it is, as I understand, the only sandy swimming beach on that side of the thumb, on the eastern shore of the thumb, that most of the area's rock. And this is a really nice place that I'm sure it's aided by the harbor or the breakwall, you know, that over the years.
It's not washing it out into the
exact,
lake.
Yes.
Sending it over to Canada to give them nice
yes.
beaches on their side.
Very nice. It's a very nice area.
And is there a long-term plan for it, or are you just kind of counting your blessings at this point?
Right now, we're counting
because
our blessings.
Funding in this day and age is, you know, you're very lucky to get some.
We have badly needed the playground equipment and the update in the restroom, so we feel very fortunate, you know, to have that. We also have the wastewater retention basin that sits over on the northwest corner. And even though that was a mandate and people weren't real excited that we had to plunk that down, we did have to do it. We, like most other communities, were mandated to do that. We had a place to put it. And it's been real interesting to watch how that's being used. And I think we could see future ideas for that, including covering. We've had ideas thrown at us like a sprinkle park. Actually, mm-hmm. some grass area on there with picnic tables, and right now it's a cement area that's a really good size, and we've used it for a winter ice rink, lighted ice rink in the winter. It works really well. And also this past summer it was used for a new event for Maritime, a chalk art display that went really well. So I think you're always evolving into where you're going next, and you're always looking ahead. So, and I think that's one thing that the city of Harbor Beach does very well.
Well, that's the only way to stay ahead, is to keep looking forward, because people who rest on their laurels, people go, been there, done that.
That's right.
Do you foresee the need for parking there? I mean, if you're going to expand the beach a little bit, you're hopefully going to draw in more people.
Well, we're also excited that the parking that we do have is all going to be removed. The asphalt's all going to be removed. The wiring is going to be put underground.
Oh, to make it look better.
Exactly.
Right there at the beach.
And then it will be repaved. And I thought it also very interesting that the aggregate that's going to be removed from the parking lots is going to be used as the base for the new part of the bike path.
Oh.
So we're trying to be green and efficient. And I think it's phenomenal when you put great minds together and the ideas start flowing. And it's great to see it come to fruition.
Is there a timetable for phase three to be completed? Are we looking for this, you know, to be constructed next summer? Is this, you know, because obviously it doesn't do you well to put asphalt in the winter because nobody has any.
Starting momentarily. I mean, starting right now, they are still planning on getting quite a bit done this fall with an estimated end date of Memorial Day 2013. So I'm assuming that we will be having a ribbon cutting Memorial Day weekend 2013.
Because your park down there near Trescott Street dock there, pretty popular. You can't have the parking lot chewed up in the middle of summer. You're gonna have people parking all the way down to Forestville.
we'll be ready to go by the time the season starts next year for sure.
Well, terrific. And all this is happening in Harbor Beach. You're going to be having our car giveaway. We have to mention that. Our car giveaway is coming up at 1 o'clock, I believe.
And we are really excited about that. This is something new for Harbor Beach, and we are proud to have just, I think, a great location to host this. We're going to have it on the grounds of the Murphy Museum, which is at the corner of Huron Avenue, or M25, and Broad Street.
Perfect place for a classic car.
And that beautiful, beautiful home, the Murphy home, with the majestic front porch and the beautiful landscaping, is going to be just a great backdrop for pictures and for the winter. We got a lot of ground space. I understand that with 300 key holders coming from as far away as Brownstown Township and Grand Rapids.
Alpena, I mean, they're coming from quite a way.
Oscoda. We're going to have quite a crowd, and there should be lots of space for them to comfortably wait with their key and for their opportunity to check it in the ignition. And we look forward to that. We really are excited to have you.
And we'll cross our fingers that it isn't key number two. Because you never know.
No, you never.
It's one of those things, and the person who's picked number two is hoping it's going to be number two.
But you know what? What we're going to do then is we're going to insist that they get in there and get their chili button, because they got plenty of time then to finish the whole chili cook-off.
We've never had that problem.
Okay.
It's always gone quite a ways into it, because the laws of averages are on our side.
Well, it's exciting. It's a great thing, and it's going to be a fun Saturday.
And it's basically Saturday 10 until 4 or so when the judging is done?
The judging should have the final ballots tallied. Now, with extra people this year, you know, we maybe would need to give them a little bit of a grace period. But I would say by 4:30, 5 o'clock anyway, they should have everything figured out.
And what do the merchants do with the extra chili? You can make 12 gallons of it. Do they just use it, or do they just freeze it?
I don't think we ever have extra chili.
Really?
No.
Once it's sampled, people are just...
We go through it.
Really?
We go through it. We're not exactly sure what to expect this year, but they're making extra, and it will be hot, and it will be ready to go, and let's just hope that we sample all of it.
Well, I wish you well this coming weekend, and it's all happening in Harbor Beach this weekend. Even after Labor Day, you got a big whole week, Saturday full of stuff for people to do there.
And, you know, we do try to continue it, because Harbor Beach does get a wonderful, wonderful break from Mother Nature in the fall. We always have. That was the first thing I noticed back in 1975 when I moved to Harbor Beach. I could not believe how beautiful the falls were, and it's because the warm water keeps us a little bit protected for a few more weeks, and we have great picturesque fall weather.
I know when I do the weather forecast, you know, in the summer it's cooler by the lake. When you get to the fall, then it's warmer by the lake, because that takes a little while for that water temperature to go down, that big mass of water out there.
But we know what happens after that.
You get ice.
when it gets cold, then it's colder in Harbor Beach, and
springs,
we're the ones that
springs,
get the
you
snow.
Get the, you get the northeast winds, and it's like, okay, it can be 10 degrees cool or warmer here in Bad Axe just with that, and all the other things you can get, like fog that's right along the shoreline. You get all the special weather along the shoreline.
So we also host two Halloween camping weekends, the first and second weekend in October at North Park, and the campground with 184 sites is currently filled for both weekends.
Wow.
And the sites will all be decorated. Everybody comes, some very elaborate decorations, I must say. and they have just a great Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with trick-or-treating within the park, costume and pumpkin decorating contests. The sites are also judged. There are hay rides and DJ on Saturday night for karaoke in the park, and they have a great time. And they've been doing this several years now, and they sell out rather early, but that's two full weekends in North Park in October.
Maybe I have to go to three. Don't want to push your luck.
Maybe.
Well, again, good luck this weekend. I hope you get a great turnout. Looks like the weather is going to be good. I'm checking the forecast. It is Wednesday. You know, anything can change, but it looks really good for the weekend here. A good day for people to go out to enjoy the weather in Harbor Beach and all the chili, the pies, the dedications, the groundbreaking, the music, the vendors on the streets. It just doesn't stop.
We are hoping that everybody will want to come and spend Saturday in Harbor Beach. And you are most welcome to come and enjoy our wonderful town. And the merchants will treat you great and have all this wonderful chili. And we just invite everybody to come and share the day with us.
Does the Chamber have like a website if people are interested in seeing, you know, all the events coming up in the future and such things like that?
Yes, go to harborbeachchamber.org. You can also go to harborbeach.org and get some of the city news also. So that's where you would find it.
I imagine if you do Harbor Beach Chamber Google, it'll get you a link there.
Yes.
So because some people just can't get that period in the right place and get things going, but it's all there if you want to find out what's happening in Harbor Beach, not only this coming weekend, but later this fall, and it'll be updated as to next year's activities as well.
We're working on it as we speak.
Thank you for being with us today.
Not a problem. Thanks, Craig.
Our guest today has been Pam Semp. She's with the Harbor Beach Chamber of Commerce, been talking about the Harvest Festival, the chili cook-off, there's the pies, gosh, that sounds good. There's also the dedication for the Judge James H. Lincoln Park and the groundbreaking for the work on the bike path down near the park at Trescott Street. It's all happening this weekend. Head over to Harbor Beach on Saturday for all the events. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news here at WLEW.